City Council voted against a motion that might have led to the creation of a registry for vacant buildings in Nanaimo. The motion followed a staff report from Dave Lauberg, Nanaimo's Director of Public Safety, who created the document in response to a request from Council in June after a delegation from the Newcastle Neighborhood Association. The association argued that vacant and derelict buildings in their area have been influencing perceptions of safety and decreasing property values, and requested the city to consider new bylaw regulations to require property owners to take measures to mitigate nuisances and unauthorized entry. In response, council requested staff prepare a report on options to regulate vacant properties, informed by the experiences of other BC communities, with recommendations. Lauberg's report, presented at a meeting Monday, October 7, brought forward three options, one to not change current policy, and two involving the implementation of a vacant property registry or permit. The problem noted by staff was that if a registry were to be created, it wouldn't be cheap, costing either vacant property owners or the city. Costs would come from the additional staff needed for implementation, registration and inspections. The policy would also apply to all vacant buildings, whether or not there has been an issue. This would mean that each vacant building owner would be required to pay an annual escalating registration fee, as well as additional fees for inspection and re-inspection. Whereas, the report stated, the current regulations provide a flexible range of solutions that can be tailored appropriately. The beauty of the response that we use in Nanaimo is it's proactive that we deal with properties that are problems, but we don't put a lot of resources into dealing with properties that aren't, Lauberg told council. As policy stands, the Fire Protection and Life Safety Bylaw, according to the report, provides the fire department with broad authority to inspect vacant buildings, to impose requirements to secure premises that have been damaged by fire and vacant buildings, to maintain and protect properties from fire hazards, and to make specific orders to address fire hazards. In terms of unsightly conditions, the Property Maintenance and Standards Bylaw applies to graffiti removal, but not specific aesthetic requirements. The Nuisance Abatement and Cost Recovery Bylaw can impose costs to the property owner if police or city resources are required to deal with nuisances, for example squatting, at abandoned buildings. Additionally, if a vacant building is hazardous or a nuisance, council can impose remedial action requirements, like it did in September for the structurally hazardous Jolly Miner Hotel, ordering the property owner to make it safe or tear it down. Responding to the report, Count. Hillary Eastmuir moved a motion to request a second document focused on the number of vacant buildings and the costs associated with following through on a registry. Oftentimes we are waiting for the building to become a problem, and it would be nice to get ahead of it, and I do think there needs to be an onus on the owners of these vacant buildings to make sure they are maintaining some standard of care on their building even if it is vacant, Eastmuir said. I think we need to have a registry to get a sense of how many vacant buildings we have. Mayor Leonard Krog argued that a registry would punish property owners, even though you may be a perfectly acceptable owner. Frankly, I don't think the good voters of Nanaimo, if they're keeping a building up to snuff, which they're entitled to do, and keep it empty, if they wish, would take kindly to the concept that the local government is going to impose a fee on them for inspection and re-inspection of an empty building which may be empty for good, strong personal reasons, he said. Count. Ben Gesselbrocht said he was struggling to mobilize resources to take this any further at this time, while Count. Cheryl Armstrong took issue with one of the recommendations that a building would only need to be unoccupied for 30 days to be classified as a vacant building. We have got a lot of people who go south 3 or 4 months and they would be subject and penalized because of this, so I don't think it's right. I don't think it's as big of an issue as some people think, Armstrong said. If we go down the registry road, we're probably going to have 3 or 4 more staff, which we would probably look at a bill of probably $500,000 or $600,000 by the time you look at salaries and compensation packages and then software and etc., etc. We're already at space limitations at the building. Count. Erin Hemmons, who supported Eastmer's motion, said that while she agreed with many of Armstrong's points, council members have heard from many residents over the years relating to the city's derelict properties. So I don't think it's a bad move to ask staff to go one layer deeper and get us some costing on what this might look like, Hemmams said. The motion failed with Armstrong, Krog and fellow council members Paul Manley, Janice Perino and Ian Thorpe opposed.